know, when you're a parent, you don't necessarily play favorites. You don't have a favorite kid. It's every kid who's your favorite. But then there are some that just stand out. And my pal Casey Ladd is one of those kids that stands out, one of the kids that we met last year for the Carathon, as we continue to hear from you at Star Star 1045 or 516-5460. Casey, how old are you now?
5.
You're 5 years old? And so what's changed? Let me see. You have longer hair. Last year when I met you, you didn't have much hair, right?
Mm-mm.
No. So you're 5 years old. Do you remember when you first got cancer? How old were you? Do you remember?
4.
You were 4 years old.
You were 2, my buddy.
You were 2.
Yes, sir. 2 years old. And we were diagnosed with B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia, which I still have to kind of look up. But I'll tell you, and the strange thing, you know, you just, it came out of nowhere. I mean, we're just like any other person, and it can affect anybody in this community. And we just saw a little red sty on her eye, and then she had some low-grade fever stuff. And especially nowadays, you really don't know what fevers mean. But completely changed our world and just brought it to a complete halt.
Mike Ladd is with us as well, with Casey on his lap. And when were you first introduced to the Child Cancer Fund then?
Almost immediately after. I mean, literally, you know, your world, as I kind of talk to you, comes to a stop. And, you know, when we were engaged by Miss Jolly and the folks, the life specialists over there, and given the documentation and the smart book, so to speak, because, I mean, you've got to learn a whole different language and you've got to try to make sense out of all these technical and medical terms. And, you know, this was the guide to kind of get out and kind of understand what was going on.
And, you know, Mike, that guide cost $25 to put together. And so a $25 donation to Carathon Now at Star Star 1045 can actually be crucial for a family, because you kind of use that as your Bible for treatment, I think.
It absolutely is. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'm probably the lowest common denominator for me to understand it. I mean, they've really done such a good job with it. And try to break this thing down, because, as you know, it's just so, you know, heavy scientific, and what these poor little kids and these warriors, not poor, they're warriors, they're fighters. And what they do to fight through this, the parents, we've got to try to navigate and make sense of that, because and that manual is so key to that.
Casey didn't know at the time, she was too young, but you all had to go through it. And I know your wife was helped by the Child Cancer Fund through the Mothers of Hope. How important was that to her, kind of peace of mind through the journey?
Yeah, and I think that's the missed piece of this. I mean, obviously the center of your world, the center of your treatment is the little warriors, but the entire family takes a hit, where, you know, you're working on relationships and you're not forgetting yourself. And, you know, her role as a mother, I mean, we have 3 other children as well. And all of that is kind of a total team effort. And had that been overlooked, that'd have been one more area that could have gone wrong. And it was a strength instead of a weakness.
Did you all face a financial difficulty? Did someone have to not work for a period of time while Casey was in treatment?
We were very fortunate. I'm a National Guardsman.
Thank you for your service.
Well, we're just humbled to serve. And those airmen and soldiers are out there, you know, day to day, since mid-March, so since COVID stuff gone, kind of got in the forefront. And I can tell you, you know, we were very fortunate. I've got a very supportive work structure, but not everybody's like that. And we know that. I mean, we've made so many friends and families where the impact of, you know, a fuel card or food expenses or mortgages or things like that, you know, this is money that stays local. And I think that's the piece that's awesome. I mean, you're not just, you know, giving this to some foundation where a large percentage is taken off the top. This money acts locally, and this saves family structures.
Casey, I saw you yawn a few times. What time do you normally get up? We had to wake you up early this morning, didn't we?
A different time.
Thank you for getting up early for us. Could you let us know, do you have like a favorite song or maybe a favorite game or stuffed animal that you like to play with these days?
Spirit?
Oh, yeah, that's right. The horse.
Spirit the horse. My son's favorite animal is a horse. I love that. And Spirit is a good choice. I think you've got a spirit about you, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to school in the fall? Are you going to start school?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What do you want to be when you get older? Do you know?
A zookeeper.
A zookeeper. Are you going to stay in Jacksonville? Or are you going to be at the Jacksonville Zoo?
Uh-huh.
That'll be great. And then you could be close by mom and dad and your brothers and sisters. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Casey, for visiting with us. I really appreciate you getting up early out of bed and brushing your hair, your long flowing hair. It looks great. Are you feeling good these days? Are you feeling healthy? Mm-hmm. What's long-term prognosis, Dad?
Well, we did end of treatment the first part of June, and our numbers right now, our blood numbers, she's absolutely amazing right now. Saw the doctors last week, and they're basically like, hey, she's a normal kid. She's get out there, go swimming, you know, do whatever you need to do. She's opened up the, you know, the conversation for education and attending brick and mortar. So, you know, we like I said, we are very fortunate. We did not get here alone. It's organizations like you and you personally, Rich, with, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears you pour into this and everybody out there. I mean, **1045. If you've got a couple minutes, I mean, this acts locally and this affects people that you see every single day. It's your brothers, your sisters, your mothers, your fathers. It's our community here. And I tell you, it makes a difference.
Well said, Mike. And already, since we opened up the phones, already, guys, we are up over $4,000 just in the last 45 minutes or so. So now $157,000. And I know, Casey, that there's someone out there who's moved by your story, the Ladd family. Perhaps it's you right now in the car. And if you are indeed motivated to give, and if you can't get through, just head to WOKV.com. You can make a secure online donation. **1045-516-5460. Mike, thank you. Casey? Big hug, okay?
Big hugs.
Good to see you. Thank you so much for visiting today, okay? Stay healthy, stay safe, and we appreciate it. Can you give us a big thank you?
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sweetheart. You take care of yourself, and we'll continue to surround you with support and love in your community. **1045 or 516-5460. You can make a donation in any amount to the Carathon and the Child Cancer Fund of Northeast Florida.